Jesus, keep me near the cross. There's a precious fountain, fit to all the living stream, flows from Calvary's mountain. In the cross.
Sings about keep me near the cross. You know what that means? That even when you don't feel like doing it, when you know what's right, you just keep doing that which is right. Even when it becomes a sacrifice, even when it becomes the road becomes difficult, because you think of the Lord Jesus Christ. And friends, we're following his bloody footprints. You think of what he faced up to. You think of the things that he went through. But he kept his eyes on the goal. And friends, as long as we look to him and we remember all that he's done for us, like the prophet would always sing the song, the toils of the road will seem nothing when we get to the end of the way. And friends, we're following the bloody footprints. And it's wonderful to be here this evening to gather in his name. I see quite a number of saints at work and people are sick and things. It's a typical Saturday evening service. But we just glad for one thing, that he is here. And that's who we want to fellowship with. I don't know about you, but I'm thirsty in my soul so much for communion with him. So we really want to welcome Brother Alex Ukeni, his wife, Sister Hannah. We're really glad that they're together with us for the weekend. God bless you. I'm going to leave the brother to introduce himself, but it's just fine and good to come and fellowship around the word with our brother, with our sister. We had good fellowship in the afternoon, a sweet time, and we're just praying at the same spirit will continue in the word, in the ministration of the word, and whatever your desire, lift it up as an expectation before the Lord, in your heart. And the Lord has never, ever failed to meet that kind of an appointment. I really do believe the Lord has something for us. So we pray the Lord's blessing on our brother, pray the Lord's blessing on the service. Let's bow our heads once more. If you have a need before the Lord, if you just want to raise your hand to the Lord. And Heavenly Father, we bring ourselves unto thee once again. For Father, we've come in your house, we've gathered in your name. And our desire is to worship you. Father, our desire is at the end of the service that we'd be better equipped to go from here to serve you better. And Father, we want to put on the whole armor of God. So we pray that our brother, even as he would come, Father, the gift that you put inside of him, that Father, your grace would overshadow him even at this time. Father, just to lay himself aside. Father, just to put himself in your hands. And may you minister to the needs of your people. And Father, may every hand that has been raised upon this evening and every need that is reflected below that hand, Father, may there not be one of us that would go from this place this evening with you not having ministered to that need. And Father, we will give to you the praise and the honor and the glory. Father, praying for them that haven't managed to make it this night, maybe some at work in different places, I do pray for them. I pray for your people that you'll hasten them to be with us in your house in the new day. But us that have gathered, Lord, we've gathered in your name. We've gathered, Lord, under the banner of this age. And Father, we're just waiting in an expectation that in the coolness of things that you would fellowship with us as it was back in the beginning, Lord. Thank you for song worship, Lord. Now, Father, help us to enter in. Help us to go deeper. Help us to come, Lord, to the place where the Shekinah dwells. That, Father, the Shekinah may shine upon the bread. That it may become the Shekinah bread to us upon this evening, Lord. Bless our brother Alex. Bless his wife. Bless them in their midst, us, Lord. And bless your people that have gathered upon this evening, even them that would gather in like manner, wheresoever they would be. We want to commit them into thine hands. Father, have your own way, we ask. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Brother, we hand over to the brother. Let's just sing that chorus again. In the cross, we hand over to our brother.
In the cross, be my glory ever. Till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river.
One more time.
Just pray one more time. O Lord Jesus, our Heavenly Father, Lord, to you shall the gathering be. Lord, we are gathered unto your name, Father. Lord, we are gathered as citizens of the kingdom of God. Lord, we are from different places, different skin tones and skin colors, but there is something common amongst us. Lord, that we desire to see Christ. We desire to see Christ made manifest. That we are looking for another city, another kingdom. A city that has foundations. Lord, we realize the kingdoms of this earth, they have come to naught. They've run their course and their time is up. Lord, for that stone that was cut without hands has come to, Lord, bring to finishment, Lord, and to end the kingdoms of the Gentiles. Lord, even as you showed King Nebuchadnezzar, which Daniel translated that dream for him. Lord Jesus, we are living in the fulfillment of that vision, even to down to the feet, Lord. And Father, may we recognize and realize the time that we are living in. Lord, for when we realize it, it will change the way we live. It will make us, Lord, be looking heavenwards. For then the things of this earth, as we sing, will grow strangely dim. Amen. Father, we thank you for tonight, Lord. We pray that you be with us and give us, Lord, your blessing that you have prepared for us. Amen. Lord, the resources, Lord, the strength and the grace and the honor and the glory. Amen. Father, we pray that your word will go forth to meet the needs that are in the camp. Lord, there be needs, Lord, maybe for healing, maybe for, Lord, the revelation of the word, maybe for a baptism of the Holy Spirit. Lord, whatever that need be, Father, you know it, Lord. Father, may you meet everyone at their point of need. Lord, for there is none of us here but has a need from you. Lord, and we pray that that need be met before the end of the service. Lord, anoint us, O God, and anoint, Lord, both the speaker and the hearers, O God. Take away from us tiredness, Lord. Lord, let us be, Lord, just keen in the spirit, Lord. Lord, send forth the spirit of the Holy Ghost, Lord, upon us, Lord. Lord, they'll just be rejoicing in the presence of the Lord. Grant it, O Father. We pray and ask it all in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. 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 So turn around and shake, just greet somebody by your side and say, God bless you. Greet them in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So it's so good to be here. Amen. How many have enjoyed the service thus far? Amen. Amen. Let's just clap to the Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So God bless you. You may be seated. Amen. I want to really greet you and say shalom to you in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm here with my wife, Sister Hannah. So God bless you. Amen. So the boys are back home and the church over there in Wolverhampton near Birmingham, they said we should also greet you. If you are over there and want to visit us, you're certainly welcome. Really appreciate all of you. It's good to be in Dublin. I've never been to this part of the country. Amen. This is my first time of coming here. Amen. So to come here and to meet you, and it's my first time of meeting Bro Andrew as well. Amen. But we had a wonderful time of fellowship this afternoon. And when you meet somebody, you start to speak with them. You get to know more about them. Amen. And we know our backgrounds and so forth. And I find him to be a wonderful Christian. Amen. So the Lord's giving you a man of God. Amen. A man whom he has trained to the experience. Different experiences, but to bring him to what he is now. Remember, as a church here in Dublin, you're part of the General Assembly. You're part of a whole, amen. Amen. There's a universal bride, amen. And you're part of that bride. Amen. So it's God that calls and it's God that puts in the church. Amen. So don't always look to... sometimes we go through things on this earth. Certain things happen in our lives, and things may not go the way you think they should go. But many times it's just your pathway to glory. Amen. To your glory, amen. Amen. If you look at some characters in the Bible, like Joseph, like different ones, you find when he was going through what he was going through, it was his pathway to glory. To his dreams, amen. Amen. And in one day, God can take a man and change his situation. Spiritually, physically, amen. Can you imagine how a man, one day he's a prisoner, the next day he's a prime minister? Amen. That's what happened there, amen. One day he was in jail, the next day he was, Pharaoh said, even by your word shall my family be ruled. Amen. God did that for David. He said, I took you from sheepskin and made you a king. Amen. So it doesn't matter our situation now, amen. Be encouraged. It's all designed to bring you to a certain end where God wants you to be. You look at Jacob's children on this earth, they were just shepherders. Amen. They were rearing sheep. In heaven, they are elders. Amen. Look at the disciples. They were fishermen and different things. Brother Bram said, who are the 24 elders? Is this shepherd boys? Amen. And these disciples. So don't look to what we are now. Amen. Look to what the Lord has made you. The Bible says he's made you kings and priests. Amen. Let that be your testimony. So God bless you. I was also thinking seriously about Ireland. Amen. And coming here, coming to a place, you want to think a bit about the place. Amen. I hope I'm just trying to relax myself. Amen. Just before the... So you think of Irish. And I find that there's a slide I wanted to put on. Amen. Okay, good. It says this is a manifestation of the Spirit. Now, Abraham was speaking here. He says, saying this to my people, very poor, formerly Catholic. I am Irish on both sides. My mother is Harvey. My father is Branham's. The only change of blood was in there at all when my grandfather married an Oklahoman Indian, broke the blood a little, and just have a little colored blood by the Indian. So you find he was Irish on both sides. Amen. So why? Amen. I believe there is something about it. There is a spirit, amen, that is there that makes the Irish, when they want something, they want it. Amen. And God wanted that. Amen. There is a spirit in the Indian, amen, the Indian Cherokee, amen. They like the wild. Amen. They like hunting. Amen. They like nature. And you find all these things molded the man to what God wanted him to be. It's like you want to make a bell. Now you get some iron, some copper, some this, and when you mix them all together, it gives you the right sound. And that's why God had to use that. Amen. If he was English, he would have been a bit more English. Amen. If he was a German, he would have been a bit more German. But he said, I'm Irish on both sides. It's God that designed that. Amen. So it's good that you think of it that way. Amen. That there's a reason why the prophet came from, his background came from this part of the world. And if you think of the Catholic spirit itself, Catholic is not a bad thing. Amen. What is wrong is Roman Catholic. Amen. Nothing wrong with Catholic. Amen. I was in Chile, which is South America. And I was sharing with some brethren. And when you get to Chile, wherever you go, you find Chile is 99% Catholic. Roman Catholic. You go into the shops, they're Catholics. And we're having a meeting, they wouldn't come. And they're all Catholic, and they're happy that they're Catholic. Amen. Amen. And I got to asking one of them, I said, what is Roman Catholic? I went to a shop, I was asking him. He said, that's what we believe, we are Roman Catholic. I said, you need to trace the religion, where it came from. Yes. I said, Paul took the gospel from the Middle East. And was in chains. And was taken all the way to Rome. And when he was in Rome, he preached the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And they were converted, as they said. And believed Paul's gospel. And they became a Christian. And I was explaining to him, Constantine. And they became Christians in Rome. But something happened. Before this religion left Rome, it had mixed with so many things. And it became Roman Catholic. What did it mix with? It mixed with paganism. Rome was worshipping many gods. The god of war, the god of this, the god of that. And they changed these gods. Amen. And gave these gods the names of saints. Saint Peter, Saint this. But it was still the same Roman pagan religion. So they mixed it with what Paul had. And then they got a hybrid religion. And this was a religion that was spread across the world. That's what is called Roman Catholic. Amen. Amen. Yes. And to make sure that nobody finds out what they did, they took away the Bible. And put it in a language called their Latin. And make sure the people don't know Latin. So when you come to church, you sit down in church and they are preaching and you don't even hear what they are preaching. And they sing, you don't even hear the songs. Because it's in a language you can't hear. So they manage your religion for you. And that's what is Roman Catholic. But I told him, you're now of no excuse. Because the original gospel that Paul took has come back.
Amen.
It's now in the Bible. Amen.
Amen.
So you have every right to take the Bible and look at it for yourself.
Yes.
Now I'm going to preach. You have every right to take what I'm preaching and look at it in the scriptures. I will not preach in a language that is foreign to you.
Mm-hmm.
I will not preach in I come from a country in originally Nigeria. If I start to speak my native language, you will not hear me. And there's no way you can know if what I'm preaching is true. But I'll preach in a language you will understand.
Amen.
So you can find out if it's true. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So God bless you. Just greeting you there. Amen.
Hallelujah.
How many appreciate the Lord?
Amen.
Now imagine when they are saying St. Mary, St. Peter, St. Andrew, St. this. That is ridiculous. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God bless you. And it's also important that no matter what is happening in Europe, remember we are living now in the Roman Empire. We are actually living in the Roman Empire. Many times we don't stop to think. The prophet said once the Berlin Wall goes down, we are back to the Roman Empire. And the Berlin Wall has gone down. 1991, I believe, the Berlin Wall came down. So we are now in the old Roman Empire. They've got one currency. Everything has come back how it was before. Amen. And also at that time, Christ came. So it's good to understand what is happening. It's happening so quietly. Amen. So don't think that something is going on all the time. So God bless you richly. Amen. So let's rise to our feet. Just a brief message this evening. And then God willing, we carry on tomorrow as the Lord leads. Let's turn to two scriptures, Joel chapter 2 and Hosea chapter 6. Two scriptures in the Old Testament. In the course of the message, we'll refer to other scriptures. So Joel chapter 2 Joel chapter 2 from verse 23. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he hath given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. And the floors shall be full of wheat, and the fat shall overflow with wine and oil. And I will restore to you the years that the locust had eaten, the cankerworm, the caterpillar, the palmerworm, my great army which I send among you. And ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, that had dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Let's turn to Hosea, which is just the book before Joel. Hosea chapter 6. We just take one verse there, so Hosea 6, chapter 3, verse 3. Then shall we know, if we follow on to know the Lord, his going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and the former rain unto the earth.
Amen.
The Lord shall come unto us as the rain. Amen.
Amen.
We want to know the Lord. He comes unto us as a rain.
Amen.
If you want to know something, watch how he comes.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word. You may be seated. I have a thought I want to bring to us just to start these meetings. And the thought is the latter rain. Amen.
Amen.
The latter rain. So God bless you. I believe all the greetings, the visitors, everyone has been greeted. Amen. We will be quoting on this. There will be a few slides we'll look at, and we'll be quoting prophets. Amen. Amen. The Bible is made up of prophets.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Isaiah, Hosea, Joel, all these are prophets. Moses, they are all prophets. There are prophets in the scriptures, and there are also promises of more prophets to come. And some also have been fulfilled. But how we know a true prophet is that he always agrees with another prophet.
Amen.
Amen. No two prophets disagree with each other. Amen.
Amen.
Each one will come and say, as also said the other prophet.
Amen.
Amen. But when you see the false prophet, they disagree with the other one.
Yes.
When you see the religious people of their day, they will be fussing with the other one. They said to Jesus Christ, Amen, we are Moses' disciples. Amen. And Jesus Christ said, if you knew Moses, you would know me.
Amen.
For he spoke of me. They said to him, we have Abraham as our father. If Abraham was your father, you know me. Abraham rejoiced to see my day.
Hallelujah.
Said Jesus Christ. Amen. So let us look at that carefully. Amen. So how we know a prophet is how he stays with the word. Amen. Now, this is a scripture I would like us to look at. It will just help us as a background. Isaiah 28, verse 9 to 11. Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. For precept must be upon precept. Precept upon precept. Line upon line. Line upon line. Here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to these people. Amen. So sometimes we pull things. Amen. We pull here a little and we pull there a little. Amen. Sometimes you get one scripture here and one scripture there. And you put it together to build a picture. Amen. Now, we want to speak on... Okay, praise the Lord. Now it says, be careful in end time sign seed. This is what the prophet said. Be careful what kind of seed you are taking into the womb of your heart. Don't take creeds. Take the word.
Hallelujah.
They have been talking so much about the latter rain. Not disregarding you latter rain brethren. But that's not the latter rain. If the latter rain would have been here, the power of God would have struck that thing. And she would have swept the world. The latter rain is fixing to come. What's the matter? The church is manufacturing herself something just like Eve tried to do. She tried to have some more light to manufacture something. We've done the same thing trying to make something ourselves. Keep your hand off of it. Let God do it. Take his word and believe it. And hold it in your heart. And when the rain begins to fall, life will take a hold. And the word will manifest itself.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So there is a seed. Amen. There's when you speak of rain, latter rain, former rain. Now, to understand this rain concept, you have to understand the natural part first. Amen. Now, for a farmer, which we all eat, and whether you're a farmer or not, you understand about seed. You sow your seed in the ground. Whether it be beans or maize or wheat, whatever it be. Now, when you sow it in the ground, you sow it at the right season of sowing. If you sow it at the wrong season, it will not bring forth. So you have to sow it when the rain is about to come. We are in spring now. And the farmers, if you notice, during winter, there are some seeds they even sow in winter. But most is sowed just before spring. Because they know the rain is coming. And they put the seed in the ground. And when the rain comes, the first rains, is to help that seed to germinate. And it falls a bit more and helps it to establish. Once the seed is established, there's a time that they don't need rain. Amen. And it's getting strong. Now, it is called, that first rain that comes on this seed is called the former rain. Amen. This former rain in the natural is essential for the crop to make. Amen. Now, this former rain, after a while, will come the ripening rain, or what Abraham called the harvest rain. Now, Joel was talking about this. Amen. So it's good we understand the natural. Now, there is a spiritual that types exactly the physical. The spiritual is also the same way. There has to be seeds in the ground. There has to be rain by the way of the Holy Spirit. Now, when the Holy Spirit comes, it does not change the seed that is in the ground.
Amen.
It ripens whatever seed that is already there.
Amen.
So if the seed is a Methodist seed, the rain will ripen the Methodist seed. And it will germinate a Methodist. So you get somebody, they are Catholic. And they are calling for a revival. They are calling for rain. They are praying. They are fasting. They are wanting the Holy Ghost to come upon them. If the Holy Ghost comes upon them, it will produce a Catholic.
Amen.
A zealous Catholic.
Yes.
But it will not produce a son of God. Because the Catholic spirit is not the word of God that has been sown. It's the word mixed with dogma. So it's called a hybrid.
Amen.
Amen. So that in the course of the gospel, we want to make sure that we are sowing the right seed. Because whatever you sow is what it will bring forth. So it's important for yourself. That's why Abraham is saying in that first quote, be careful what seed you sow in the womb of your heart.
Yes.
Amen. Be careful. Amen. Because the rain does not change the seed.
Amen.
In the natural, the rain cannot change the seed.
Amen.
If you sow potato, you will reap potato.
Amen.
In Ireland, the main crop here is potato. Amen. It's Irish potato. Amen. You cannot put Irish potato on the ground and then it gets near harvest, you start praying and fasting and wanting oranges. You will never get oranges.
Amen.
Amen. When you pray and fast, God will send rain and the rain will ripen an Irish potato.
Amen.
And when you put your hand in there, you are getting what? Irish potato.
Amen.
Amen. No prayer will change that.
Amen.
So what is important is when it comes time to sow, if you want oranges, make sure you sow oranges.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
How many agree with that? Now, that's the natural. So we come to the spiritual. Amen. So start to look at the spiritual. Now, that's why he's saying, now let's see where we are. Okay. Spoken word is the original seed. And look what they are trying to do. They are trying to manufacture a latter rain. He says nonsense. Why? The latter rain will sweep the world. Brother, there being a former rain, sowing words. Amen. That's right. Now you see what the latter rain produces. You find out there will be an affiliation. The Pentecostals and all the other groups will come together. Amen. And they will shut the doors on them guys that won't listen to it. You won't even be allowed to open your mouth. Right. That's when he will come. That's when he will show. That's when you will see a rain. Oh my, let's still, brother, and say, be quiet. Let it go.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Someone asked me to interpret the Hebrew word again in Joel, the second chapter, Joel 2:28, where he's speaking of coming of the former and the latter rain. The word former in Hebrew means more, which means teaching. In other words, it will be a teaching rain.
Hallelujah.
And a harvest rain.
Amen.
Now we've had the teaching rain. We are now ready for the harvest rain. You know, the first rain when you begin to plant the seed and start your crop growing, just before it matures, there'll come another crop. And that's what they call the harvest rain. We know what it is. Spring and rain about June makes your crop. Now, the rain we find out was the Spirit. Amen. So, now let's move on quickly. Now, look at the former rain. We are now going into the message. Let's look closely. Joel says there will be two rains. Is it not true? The former rain and the latter rain. Now, let's look at the former rain. Be glad, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he had given you the former rain moderately. It's important you understand this. And it will cause for you to come down the rain, the former rain and the latter rain. Now, that's the prophecy of Joel. Now, if you look closely here, he says former rain, and then he says it again there, former rain again. So he says it twice. And he said that for a reason. But let's focus on this former rain first. What is the former rain? The former rain is what happened on the day of Pentecost.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. That is the former rain.
Amen.
When Jesus Christ went with the disciples, he took 3.5 years to sow the word in them.
Amen.
He taught them gospel. He taught them his doctrine. He showed them miracles. They did signs and wonders.
Amen.
They did many things. But they needed a rain to mature the seed that was
Amen.
In them. Peter walked on water. They did many miracles, many different things. They prayed for the sick and they were healed. They had the revelation of the word, but they needed something else. Sometimes we are doing signs, we are doing wonders, but there's something else that we need sometimes.
Amen.
And at the end of it, Jesus Christ told them, go ye into the upper room.
Hallelujah.
When you're in the upper room, you'll be endued with power from on high.
Yes.
Amen. What they needed was rain upon them. Now, can you imagine this same Peter that walked on the water was the same one that denied Christ? He was the same one that was he was scared because of a maid in the night who told him that, who pointed out to him and said, you are one of them. I know you, you're one of them. He swore, the Bible said he was cursing. Why? He needed something else. Now, after the upper room, this same Peter stood in the daytime and witnessed to thousands of people. So something took place in his life.
Amen.
Amen. Now, this rain quickened the seed that was already in him. Amen. But Jesus Christ took time to work with them for 3.5 years. Amen. And taught them this gospel. Amen. Now, after the day of Pentecost, something had taken place. And these men came out staggering. And somebody looked at them and said, these men are full of new wine.
Yes.
But Peter was the spokesman. Now, Peter started to identify what had happened. To identify what happened, he did not even say, this is what Jesus said. He took them back to Joel. Amen.
Amen.
He said, this is Peter speaking. This is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel.
Oh, yes, sir.
How many appreciate that?
Hallelujah.
You see that gospel? I like that. This is that.
Yeah.
This is that. In other words, anything that happens to you in your life, identify it in the scripture.
Amen.
If you have a dream, try to find it where? Amen.
Amen.
This is that. Amen. This is that. Not this is this. Amen. Some people have a dream, have an experience, and this is this. My dream is this. No, this is that. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Peter said, Amen. This is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. Like I said, the prophets always identify with the other one.
Amen.
Amen. You ask John the Baptist, who are you? He said, I am not this, I am not that, but I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, as also said Isaiah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, so he identifies the experience. This is that spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, said the Lord, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your young men shall see visions. And your old men shall dream dreams.
Amen.
So what was Peter doing? He was identifying the former rain. So what happened to them was the former rain.
Hallelujah.
But Joel said there will be the former rain and the latter rain.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Now, what did this former rain, what did it do? What did it produce? Now, look at what the book of Acts produced. In Acts 5, chapter 15, it says, insomuch that sick people, they brought the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. Amen. Now, this is the product.
Amen.
There also came a multitude out of the cities,
yes,
about Jerusalem, bringing sick folks and them that were vexed with unclean spirits.
Yes.
And they were healed, everyone.
Amen.
Not some of them, everyone.
Hallelujah.
This was a product of that church.
Amen.
This was the product of the first church.
Hallelujah.
This was a church in power. Amen.
Amen.
Till the shadow of Peter could heal the sick. And this is the former rain that Joel said he will give to you moderately. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
This came moderately. What will the latter rain do? The prophecy does not say that the latter rain will be moderate.
Amen.
Amen. But he said the former rain, he will give it to you moderately. Amen. But look at the product. Now, this is what Abraham said in Letting Up the Pressure, Aberdeen, amen, 1962. Jesus said in John 14, I am the vine and ye are the branches.
Amen.
The first branch that came forth from the vine wrote a book of Acts behind it. He said, that's right. And today we have denominations living in the name of Christianity, but only bearing denominational fruit. That's right. But if the vine ever puts forth another branch, you will write a book of Acts behind it. Because it will bear the original. Oh, say amen, somebody. In other words, that's for you and me. So if we are in this message, we are pressing to the original. And the original, we look at what they did. We look at the power of God that moved in them. Now, that's we are not going below that. Amen. The standard has been set. Oh, hallelujah. How many believe that? The standard has been set. Amen. And that is the former rain. Amen. Now, let's move on. Now, look at the latter rain. Now, I've made a diagram here just to give us an illustration. Now, in this latter rain, you have under the latter rain, both the former rain and the latter rain together. Amen. Yes. Now, look at the scripture for that. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God. For he had given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause for you to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. So the prophet says that in the latter rain, there will be two together. There will be former and the latter rain together in the first month. Amen. Now he explains why there is a necessity for the former rain to come back. Because the cankerworm had eaten the back. Amen. If the next church, the latter rain just came, what they had was now denominations. Catholicism and different things had eaten it all up. When Luther was restoring, he restored certain things, but Catholicism was still there. Trinity was still there. Wesley came, Trinity was still there. So many things. If the latter rain came on that, it would quicken it. So there had to be a former rain there. Now, the former rain was to bring back the early Pentecostal teaching. He had to bring back everything that Jesus Christ taught them. Everything that Peter believed and so forth had to come first. And the seed of that was sown in the former rain. So in this latter rain, there had to be former rain inside it, and then the latter rain. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I hope you understand that. Amen. Amen. So that's why it says the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. Joel 2:23. Now look at what he says here, the end time sign. Now we said in the last days, Joel told us, part of the scriptures, listen close now, that there will be a former and a latter rain in the same season. How many Christians know that? Amen. Sure. What? Now, the other day, to my surprise, he speaks again. When I looked, former and latter rain will come in the same season. Now, the word former, he speaks Greek lexicon, means more. More means teaching rain. There will come a teaching rain. What is it? Putting the seeds into the earth.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What's going on? We find there's been a teaching rain going on. The Baptist people, 1 million more in 44. Was their goal. Members of the church, Billy Graham's great revival, our great evangelist, look what he done, Oral Roberts, the Pentecostals, there's been a teaching rain gone forth.
Yes.
Brethren, do you know all this thing that has happened before is under the teaching rain?
Amen.
The whole Billy Graham crusade,
yes,
the whole Oral Roberts crusade,
yes,
the whole Pentecost crusade has all been under the teaching rain.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah. There's been also a national teaching rain.
Yes.
Amen. Communism sowed among the people, every nation. Under this teaching rain, all the seeds are maturing. Amen.
Amen.
There's been a Roman revival. Do you know what happens? If they're giving back, this way, say, give back the western or eastern part of Berlin back, that puts communism Roman Empire, just the way it was in the old circle. Here he sowed the seed for that. He sowed the seed that they will give the western Berlin back. And it brings the whole thing together again. Oh, just exactly in the old circle as it was in the time of Jesus. Certainly it does, perfectly. Amen. There's a revival going on. What is it? A sowing. You don't hear much of Billy Graham no more, do you? About Oral Roberts. What about the rest of them? You know the great revival fire is not burning. What is it? The end time seed sign. The words have been sown. What is it? Denomination will reap denomination. That's what makes them congregate together. Amen. But the word of God has been sown also. When the Spirit of God begins to fall, the word of God will live in the people. And the false bride that's committed adultery out there and brought herself into Christ so that her birthright will reap what? A confederation of churches. Oh, hallelujah. Now, you understand why it's important to sow the right thing. What we sow is important. Now, the scripture says if a man sows sparingly, he will reap sparingly.
Hallelujah.
If a man sows bountifully, he will reap bountifully.
Yes.
Amen. If you want to make sure your harvest is big, amen, labor much during the time of the sowing.
Amen.
Amen. Sometimes it means in Africa, especially people go to farm. Some people farm just behind their house. Amen. They just do a little garden and not for me and my family. Some of them will walk miles and go far and till the soil and labor hard and sow.
Amen.
Amen. Now, in harvest time, this is where the result shows.
Amen.
Every man's labor is then made manifest.
Yes.
Those who went far, those who labored hard, those who dug deep, it shows. Amen.
Amen.
And we are not, Brother Abraham has already sown the seed.
Amen.
But we as believers now have to go back into the message and take the right seed and sow in our hearts.
Amen.
We take the right seed and sow in our churches.
Amen.
Amen. And sometimes some people don't want to go deep enough. Amen.
Amen.
We can't just stay on just the basic. Amen. Because we are going in the rapture.
Amen.
And Brother said it takes a certain kind of faith to go in the rapture.
Hallelujah.
Just say, I believe Jesus Christ. That is not enough to take you in the rapture.
No.
Amen. That's enough to be a Baptist. That's enough to be a Methodist. But that's not enough to go in the rapture.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Because the rapture is for the redeemed.
Yes.
There's a difference between salvation and redemption. Salvation is to be saved. Redemption is to be redeemed. Redemption is to go back to what Adam had. Amen. So Jesus Christ came and died for us to have salvation. But when you get salvation, you get the Holy Ghost. He's leading you back to redemption.
Amen.
What is redemption? What a son of God should have been in the first place.
Hallelujah.
And then the fall is what took it away from us. And now we are laboring to go back into that place. Amen. So don't be satisfied to just be a Christian. Be pressing until you get into that slot.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Because there is something God wants to produce in your life.
Yes.
Don't be satisfied with anything else until you see that thing made manifest.
Hallelujah.
Oh, say amen, somebody.
Amen.
Amen. Now, that's why he's saying, but where the word of God has been sowed into the people's hearts, it will reap a bride for Christ as certain as I'm standing here end time signs. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many believe that?
Hallelujah.
Amen. That's what the difference is between the message. The message is a pure word of God that has come to us. Designed to bring a man into sonship. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Okay, let's move on. Now, look at this. I titled it The Wrong Seed. Now, this is also important for the church to identify this. A resume of the churches in the church age book. He said, thus, at this very moment, we are complete. We are in the complete fulfillment of Matthew 24:24. In so much that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. And who is it that shall attempt to deceive the very elect? Why? The spirit of the Antichrist and the false anointed ones of this last day.
Amen.
Amen. These false ones have already come in Jesus' name, claiming that they have been anointed of God for the last days.
Yes.
They are false messiahs, false anointed ones.
Amen.
Amen. They claim that they are prophets, but are they one with the word? Never. They have added to it or taken away from it.
Amen.
Once you add to the seed or take away from the seed, it stops being the seed.
Amen.
It starts being something else.
Amen.
Now, no one denies that the Spirit of God is manifesting in gifts. It's upon them. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
But like Balaam, they have their own programs. They make their appeal for money. They exercise gifts. But they deny the word or bypass it for fear that a controversy might diminish their chances for greater gain.
Amen.
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 So we are living in the world where the Spirit of God is manifesting on people.
Hallelujah.
But still, they have the wrong spirit.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. What a day, what a time.
Amen.
Amen. So it's not enough to look at gifts. It has to be something more than gift.
Amen.
A preacher can preach and pray for the sick and a dead person and they rise up. Still, he's wrong.
Amen.
What an age.
Hallelujah.
A preacher can preach anointed of God and still he's wrong.
Amen.
What an age. What a time. It's a great time of deception.
Hallelujah.
Now, since the time of Cain and Abel to today, there is no day as deceptive as this day. is the day that one needs to be very, very careful. Amen.
Amen.
Because Satan knows that all he has to do is to bring a perversion.
Amen.
Prophet says his job is easy. To make you add or to remove from the word. That's all he has to do. Because the full word is here now. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
That's what he said. They deny the word or bypass it. Amen. Now, they preach salvation and deliverance through the power of God. Just like Judas. With a ministry imparted by Christ. But because they are wrong seed, consequently they have a wrong spirit motivating them. Religious, oh my, they outshine the elect in effort and zeal. But it is Laodicea not of Christ. It looks for big crowds, big programs, and startling signs among them. And they get all this.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
So if you're looking for signs and crowds and all those things, you get it there.
Yes.
If you look for startling signs, you get it there.
Amen.
But still it's the wrong seed.
Hallelujah.
What a day, what a time. Amen.
Amen.
Still it's a great time. Because there will still be overcomers in this last time.
Hallelujah.
There will still be people who will overcome all this.
Yeah.
I hope you understand what we're saying.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I'm not saying you should take this anywhere, but just let me tell you, it's my testimony. Amen. We were in Israel and they told us something. Amen. The Jews, they said something. They said that the two, Rachel and Leah, the two wives of Jacob, that they were identical twins. Now, did you say that? They say you Gentiles don't know that, but they were identical twins. That was why Jacob was deceived.
Yes. Amen.
He did not know which one was which.
Amen.
So close, he would deceive the very elect if possible.
Amen.
Now, they said that Jacob and Rachel was the one he loved. Now, they exchanged some private words, which will make him know them separately. But on the wedding night that Rachel told the words to Leah, she didn't want her sister embarrassed. So when he asked her the words, she repeated the words and he thought it was the right one.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
No, I'm just telling you what they told us there. Amen.
Amen.
So look at it. Then check the scriptures. Jacob was elected. So close he would deceive the elect if possible. So the spirit on this last day is a close spirit. Because Brabant said they have the anointing. He preached a keynote message, the anointed ones at end time.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. So you can't go by the anointing. Amen. You can't go by the sign.
No.
So what can we go by?
Amen. By the word.
What can we go by? Amen. By the word.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Now look at it. They preach the second coming of Christ, but they deny the advent of the prophet messenger. Though in power and science and true revelation, he eclipses them all. And yes, this false spirit that in the last days is so close to the real can be distinguished only by its deviation from the word.
Hallelujah.
That's the only way you distinguish it.
Hallelujah.
In other words, it just deviates a little bit from the word.
Mm-hmm.
Enough deviation to still make it look real.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you know Satan's greatest trick is that he's a deceiver? Sometimes people think Satan is Lady Gaga. Satan is not. Those ones I say they are demons on holidays.
Amen.
Real Satan wants to come into the church.
Amen.
Amen. Those ones are not. That's not what you're contending with. You're not contending with the Catholic Church. No, that's not what you're contending with. You're not even contending with Pentecost.
Amen.
Prophet says it's so close till it will deceive the elect if possible.
Hallelujah.
That's the age we are living in. And all the distinguished by deviation from the word. Brother said, all you have to do is add one word to it.
Yes.
That's all you have to do. My. Whatever is caught in being antichrist, it falls back to one argument we have already shown to be false. You know. Now, let me read that again. And whenever it is caught in being anti-word, it falls back on the one argument we have already shown to be false. We get results, don't we? We have to be of God.
Amen.
In other words, judge us by our result.
Hallelujah.
Now, Brother said that's wrong. You can't judge it by the result.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah. Say amen, somebody.
Yes.
You cannot judge it by the result.
Yes.
You can only judge it by the word.
Yes.
Brother said, give me the word test.
Hallelujah.
Is he saying what Brother said or not?
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. I love that. Amen.
Amen.
Give me the word test. Do you know today we are too shy to do that? In the first church, what did Paul say? Galatians 1:8. If we, Robert said, if we, in other words, if he preaches something which he knows he preached under inspiration, and he goes back and he scratches his head and come back, he said, if we or an angel from heaven, look at the authority of the man, or an angel, not from hell, from heaven, preach any other gospel than that which you have received, let him be accursed. He said it to the Galatians. And after a while, he rebuked them. He said, foolish Galatians, you have deviated from the word that was delivered to you. In other words, today we should judge every man, no matter how big he is, by the message of the hour. We should look at it and say, you are not saying what Abraham said. Because he's the messenger of our day. Amen. We are not at liberty to just, you know, whatever he said. Oh, brother, it doesn't matter. It does matter. It does matter. Everything matters. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Now, let's go into the latter rain. Now, a resume of the church age. Amen. Now, Brother Abraham read the scripture that we read. He said, it is thus said the Lord for what? Joel 2:23-26. Now, God says it is going to restore. The Lutheran age did not restore the church. It started a reformation. The Wesleyan age did not restore. The Pentecostal age did not restore. What's he saying? He's letting us know that he is the one to restore.
Amen.
It was his ministry to restore.
Amen.
Oh my.
Amen.
But God has to restore, for he cannot deny his word. This is not the resurrection of the church. It is the restoration. God will take the church right back to Pentecost of the beginning.
Amen.
Not Pentecost of Azusa Street. Pentecost of the beginning.
Amen.
In other words, there had to be a former rain first. That's what he's speaking about. The restoration is the former rain. But now we are going into the latter rain. This is important now. Now, notice in the verse 25, it tells why we need restoration. The locust, the caterpillar, the palmer worm, canker worm, have eaten all but the root and a small bit of the stem. Now, we are told that all these insects are all one and the same in different stages. That is right. They are the Antichrist spirit manifests in organization, denomination, and false doctrine through the ages. And the poor little root and stalk is going to be restored. Amen.
Amen.
Do you know, believing this message fully, you've come through the restoration.
Hallelujah.
Do you know what we believe now is what they believed before?
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
As you sit here now believing the full word, what you believe is what Paul believed.
Amen.
What you believe is what they believed when they sat in the congregation in Paul's time.
Amen.
That's what they believe.
Amen.
Amen. Be rest assured. You need to know where you are.
Amen.
Because he said that he will come, Elijah will turn our hearts back to the hearts of the Pentecostal
Amen.
Father. Not Azusa Street now. Azusa Street falls back to denomination.
Amen.
By the time Simeon died, the wife became the pastor of Apostolic. That's the truth. Go and check the history. Just the first, while Simeon was the founder, he was the main person of the Azusa Street revival. When he died, his wife became the pastor of the church. That's how close it was to error. When the scripture clearly says that a woman should not teach or usurp authority.
Amen.
It's there in 2 Timothy 2:11.
Amen.
Amen. Paul said so. Amen. The Bible says so. And he said, as also said the scripture. The prophets, all of them said the same thing.
Amen.
Amen. There's no argument to that. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, let's move on. Now, the seed for rapturing faith. Is this the sign of the end in this message? Preached in Jeff, 1962, December 30th. Robin was, he had an experience. This experience was a vision. This vision, you could put it right into the word and see what God had done. Because it was manifested and it's a promise in the Bible. Now, he said, but this one, this angel, this one didn't come from the earth. He came down from heaven. And because the mystery is all finished, when the mystery is finished, the angel said, time shall be no more. This is the book of Revelation chapter 10. And seven thunders threw their voices out. Now he said, what if it is something to let us know how to enter into rapturing faith? Amen. Excuse me. Let's just turn in our Bibles to the book of Revelation chapter 10. Hallelujah. Amen. Revelation chapter 10. Amen. 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 Now, and I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. Amen. Now, this is the mighty angel he's speaking about. And he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea and his left foot upon the earth, and cried with a loud voice as when a lion roareth. And when he cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. Amen. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven, and swore by him that liveth forever and ever, who created the heaven and the things that are therein, and the earth and the things that are therein, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. Now, seven. But now, listen, he said, don't write it. Amen. But he said, but. But means a conjunction. Amen. But. Amen. Sometimes but is not good, but here is very good. Amen. Sometimes some people are apologizing. Did you do it? Well, I did it. I'm sorry, but. That's a bad but right there. Amen. The but changes the whole picture. Amen. You are saying you are sorry, but when you put but, it means you are not quite sorry anymore. Amen. But here is a but here that is very good. Amen. Amen. So seal up those things and write them not. Amen. But. Amen. Amen. But. Change it around. Amen. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished. Amen. So he's speaking about something that was sealed and not written. Then he said, but. Don't write it, but. Amen. Are you catching something there? Hallelujah. Don't write it, but in the days. Amen. Seal it up. Don't write it, but. So that tells you that there is something in there. Amen. That there is something that seventh angel is supposed to do. Amen. And this is what he's speaking about. Amen. Amen. So he's the one who has the authority. We are just repeating what he said. Amen. Okay, now let's go back to the quote. Now, what if this seventh angel, that is the seventh angel. Now he's speaking because he has the but. Amen. What if it is something to let us know how to enter into rapturing faith? Brother, if it is, it's serious. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Is it? Will we run and leap over walls? Is there something fixing to happen that these old, mad, vile bodies are going to be changed? Can I live to see it? Oh, Lord, is it so close I can see it? Is this the generation? Sirs, my brethren, what time is it? Where are we at? So this thing so great could be something that is linked to our body change. Amen. Do you know all through the ages they looked for this body change? Amen. Paul looked for it. Amen. Do you know Paul said we shall be changed? Amen. Paul did not say they shall be changed. He said we shall be changed. Amen. What does that mean? He included himself. Amen. In the first church age he was saying we shall be changed. Amen. Amen. We shall not all sleep but we shall be changed. Amen. I show you a mystery. Amen. He was expecting himself to be part of the change. But you and I are living in the time when the seven church ages have come through. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. You have a right to be expecting your body change. Amen. You have a right to refuse to die. Amen. You have a right. Amen. You have a right to say, I shall not die. Amen. You know you have a right. Amen. Amen. There will be a generation that will catch this. Amen. Amen. If it be not us, God will raise another generation. Amen. But I pray it is us. Amen. Amen. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Brother Brian said, can I live to see it? Amen. So he's looking for it too. Oh Lord, it's so close. I see, is this the generation? Sirs, my brethren, what time is it? Where are we at? Amen. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Now he's still speaking. Sunday, I come down to speak. I tried to shake myself by speaking Monday. It was there again. Here it is now. I don't know, sirs. I'm only honest with you. My brothers, I don't know. The mystery is all finished. Has it sounding all over? Is that really them seven thunders fixing to utter something out to that little group that will gather together to receive a rapturing faith? Hallelujah. To go in the rapture when it comes? Yeah.
Oh, brother, don't let no man spook you from those things. It's our food. Amen. Because, but in the days of the seventh angel, it's not for any other person. Amen. I don't know it. You don't. Nobody knows it but the seventh angel. It's his ministry. Amen. Now, Brabant said, we shall all be changed as quick as those angels come. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, we shall be caught together with those that are asleep to meet the Lord in the air.
Amen.
Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. You know, some people are fussing with the prophet. How can we fuss with him? Amen. He's there and these angels came to visit him. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Do you know he will be in the room praying and the angel will come and sit and tell him scriptures. The message we believe did not just come from, you know, when Luther came from Catholic. And he brought some Catholic ideas. Amen. He still pulled some ideas from Catholic.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And Wesley came out from Luther. And he pulled some ideas from Luther. Pentecost came out from Wesley. And they pulled some ideas. And all these ideas came from Catholic. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But Bro Abraham, the angel, came from heaven. And sat there and taught him scriptures.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
He did not come from Pentecost. The angel came from heaven.
Amen.
Oh, but the angel then referred him back to the Bible. He brought he made it alive again.
Amen.
He taught him scriptures. When he had the experience, when Abraham had the experience, this angel visited him and started to show him scriptures and show him things that he believed. Amen. He was having visions and things. And he went to the ministry. He went to his pastor. He went to Dr. Davis. He said, oh, Bill, leave those things alone. That is of the devil. It's of the devil. Leave those things alone. Because they couldn't understand visions. And he got to the cave and was praying, Lord, please take this spirit away from me. I don't want the devil on me. They said this thing is of the devil. And when he's praying, he saw the pillar of fire. He said he saw footsteps. And he looked up from his prayer. And he saw light. And from the light came a man.
Amen.
Amen. While he's looking out of the light, brother, can you imagine if you were there? Amen. You see a pillar of fire and he's looking, wondering, what's this?
Hallelujah.
And there stood a man. And the man started to teach him scriptures. He took him to the Bible. He told him about Nathanael, about Jesus Christ. And showed him that all the things Jesus Christ was doing, it was by visions.
Amen.
Amen. How did he tell Philip before Nathanael, before Philip called you, I saw you when you were under the tree. It was all by visions.
Amen.
Amen. And this angel started to teach Bro Abraham those scriptures. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you following?
Hallelujah.
Now we should be rejoicing over that.
Hallelujah.
Because our message came directly from the pillar of fire.
Amen.
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 We must not just relax now and say, oh no, we must know the source of what we believe.
Amen.
Dr. Davis did not like it. Amen. But Bro Abraham, the angel told him, I will go with you.
Amen.
Amen. You just go preach this message.
Hallelujah.
You pray for kings.
Amen.
You preach the gospel.
Amen.
He went to tell his pastor, he said, you preach the gospel with your seventh grade education.
Amen.
Forget it, Bill. He
Amen.
Said, I could not forget it.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The angel told him, I will be with you.
Amen.
And he broadcast it all through America, southern part, there where he was. And he had his first convention. I don't know if you read about it.
Hallelujah.
It was in Arkansas.
Yes.
He had his first meeting. And he had put out leaflets everywhere. Come, I met an angel. No man ever made such a claim. And the place was packed with thousands of people. And they came. They said they were curious. A man has met an angel. He's met the pillar of fire. He prays for the sick.
Hallelujah.
But they didn't believe him. They were there, they were all listening. He had only one suit, he was torn. The angel don't care about one suit. Amen.
Amen.
He didn't buy him a suit first. Just one torn suit. When he's shaking people, he'll put his hand there. He said, I have to put my hand on my chest. You know, when I shake you, he shakes somebody.
Hallelujah.
He was hiding the patch on his suit.
Amen.
That had nothing to do with the angel. Now he stood at the pulpit and he was convincing them. He said, if you can believe me, that will bring your healing. And the thousands were looking at him. Prove it. Amen.
Amen.
Now they say while he was there struggling, trying to convince them, at the far end of the hall stood the angel.
Hallelujah.
And for the first time, he said those words. He is here. Let him speak for himself. And they said from the very back, Rabbi saw him, he became the pillar of fire and started to come down the aisle. Just slowly. As he was coming, the people were being healed. There was a cripple on a wheelchair in the aisle. A cripple, a Pentecostal preacher. As the pillar of fire reached him, he jumped up from his wheelchair. And he was speaking in tongues and moving forward. Just that pillar of fire coming, it was how healing was going. Till he came and stood right at the platform. And miracles started happening. All this was under that former rain. I want you to understand the magnitude of the latter rain. But remember, that former rain is still under the latter rain. I hope you're understanding what we're saying. Because the latter rain is split in two. Amen. The latter rain has former rain and the latter rain. The restoration, and he sowed the seed for the latter rain. Hallelujah. Oh, now look at it. These are the seeds. Now he said, we'll be changed as quickly as those angels come in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, and shall be caught up together with those that were asleep to meet the Lord in the air. Oh, first seal. Now there's coming forth seven mysterious thunders. That's not even written at all. That's right. I believe that through those seven thunders will be revealed in the last days in order to get the bride together for rapture in faith.
Amen.
Amen. Because what we got right now, we wouldn't be able to do it. There is something that's got to step further. We can't have enough faith for divine healing hardly. We got to have faith to be changed in a moment. And to be swept out of this earth. We will find after a while, the Lord willing, find where it is written. In other words, there's a place where it is written.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, some people come and make a doctrine out of it. They make an ism out of it and make a shipwreck. Amen. But still, the original is there.
Hallelujah.
It's just like the Bible. The Catholics make a doctrine out of it, but the original is there.
Amen.
So they cannot persuade us anymore. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
It's too late for the Catholic to take the Bible and give us novenas. Amen. We tell them, try another one. Amen.
Amen.
Do you know anybody who is still Catholic today has no excuse? Amen.
Hallelujah.
When there was no Bible, they had excuse. Amen. How do we know what God wants? We have no Bible. But today they have the Bible. Amen. So if somebody is still in Ireland and insisting on Catholicism, he has no excuse. Oh, but they said, the priest said, I shouldn't read the Bible. Well, you listen to the priest. Amen. On that day, God will not accept that excuse. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, the seventh seal, there was some reason why God let these seven voices be thundered. Because it must come. We find that Christ, the Lamb, he took the book in his hand. He opened the seventh seal. You see, it's a hidden mystery. No one knows it. But it's right along what he said, no one would know his coming. They would also not know about this seven thunder mystery. See, it's connected together. So this mystery is connected to his coming. Oh, say amen, somebody.
Amen.
In other words, all we have to do is sow these seeds in ourselves. Amen. Because the seed had to be sown and the latter rain quickens the seed.
Amen.
Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Brother, everything the prophet said, accept it.
Amen.
You don't need to understand it. Amen.
Amen.
Brother went for a meeting. Amen. He preached in a service and he finished preaching. Amen. And they were going home. And he was with Billy Paul, his son. And he said, Billy, did you understand what I preached? Billy said, oh, yes, Dad, I did. Brother said, you didn't understand it. He said to him, Billy, I can count the number of people that understood what I was preaching. He said, maybe four people. I can count them on my fingers. Then he said to him, Billy, later he said to him, Billy, I know you were not happy. When I said that to you in front of the people, you felt I embarrassed you. It's not important that you understand it.
Hallelujah.
It's important that you believe it.
Amen.
And he said, I know you believe it. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
It's more important that we believe it.
Yes.
That we believe the ministry that came across us. You don't need to understand everything, but you need to believe the ministry.
Amen.
Amen. So don't let nobody spook you till you say, I don't believe that. I don't want that. You better want it.
Amen.
Because the things which are revealed belongs to us and to our children.
Yes.
Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. No one will know his coming. So this is connected to his coming. Now, if we cut that off, we cut off rapturing faith. we cut off his coming. That's what the devil wants. The devil wants the bride to cut off that and say, well, I don't want nothing to do with these seven thunders. Then by that time, we've cut off his coming. No, it's not any man that says that. It's Abraham that says that. And God will quicken it. Abraham says, sow the right seed in your heart. Amen. And pack it as a seed. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. But I believe if somebody goes down somewhere, pray, amen, and seek the face of the Lord will reveal to him. To the individual, amen. Remember the whisper between Jacob and Rachel. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Because Abraham said, if the devil get a hold of it, he will do great damage. So there are things he's hiding from the devil. Amen. There has been much that we have an understanding of it today, because the rest of it is unfolded. But this is not unfolded. Seventh seal. But sitting in my room, I heard this, or not heard it, rather, but seen it unfold into the seven thunders. That's as far as we can go right now. Now I trust each and every one of you will serve God and do that which is right and love him with all your life and serve him. God will take care of the rest of it. Amen. Now we need to leave it there. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Now God will take care of the rest of it. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, that's where we leave it. Amen. I believe God will take care of you. How many believe that?
Amen.
How many believe what he says is true?
Amen.
Just serve God, believe him, trust him with all your heart.
Hallelujah.
And he will take care of it. I believe he will.
Amen.
Now, listen. The product of the latter rain. Now, what's the matter? She's now waiting for the latter rain. Spoken word is the original seed. That's the message. That's when she will produce her fruits. Oh, I hope you get her. Now, the kind of seed that you have planted in your field will be the kind of crop you will reap.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes.
If the denominations want more members, that's what they're going to get.
Yes.
And that's what they've gotten. The Pentecostals want more Pentecostals. That's what they're going to get. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
But the word is going to produce sons and daughters of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That's coming. That's coming too. Watch. Look at that great latter rain supposed to be done. How they would run over the wall, leap over, and how there will be an army coming.
Amen.
Just wait a minute. The kind of crop you will get is the kind of seed you put in your field.
Hallelujah.
Do you know your field is your heart?
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Now we need to sow the message. Amen.
Amen.
The full message. Baba said what he sowed was the full word. From the book of Genesis to the book of Revelation. That's why when you believe this message and study it, the whole Bible becomes your food. Amen.
Amen.
You can turn to any page of this Bible, you're not scared.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, Baba said there are two books in the Bible. The devil hates the Bible.
Amen.
But it hates two books more than the others.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
The book of Genesis and the book of Revelation.
Amen.
He said he hates those ones more. Now, but we love those ones.
Amen.
We love those ones the most. Now, why does the devil hate it? Because the book of Genesis shows how he comes in.
Hallelujah.
And the book of Revelation shows how he goes out.
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, he said that Genesis is the seed chapter of the whole Bible.
Yes.
Amen. And Revelation is the end of it.
Hallelujah.
Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. But he came and sowed the seed of the whole thing. Now, if you have the seed of the whole Bible in you, that's the whole seed. Imagine the rain on that, what it will produce.
Oh,
glory. Oh my. We are in for a great thing. Amen.
Amen.
A perfect faith. Now look at this message, perfect faith. Not a faith, but a perfect faith. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you know we are not looking for faith? We are looking for perfect faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Build it up here. And watch a perfect God with a perfect heart keep a perfect promise by his perfect word, which is sharper than a two-edged sword and a discerner of the thoughts of the heart. What? We are coming now to that perfection, to the perfection. Because people has got to come to this in order for the rapture. What's holding it right away now, waiting for the church to come to that perfection, to that perfect raptured faith, looking for it? It means a lot of shaving down for me. It means a lot for you. But together we'll make it by the grace of God.
Amen.
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 We are looking at the seeds for the latter rain.
Amen.
Now, there has to be seed sown for the latter rain to mature. And this is perfection. Amen. Amen. That seed is also sown. Now, hear ye him. Important seed. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Now, this is the main promise for the bride today. He says, now you see, Jesus had proven to God that he had been the right kind of son. And God took him up to the mountain, on top of the mountain, and brought witnesses out there, heavenly witnesses and earthly witnesses, and clothed him in immortality. When they looked up, they say his garments shine like the sun. A supernatural something taking place. His garments glistened like the sun as in the middle of the day, as white as could be. And God placed on him the robe of immortality, showing that he had received him. That's the thing God will do to his sons on earth someday.
Amen.
He will call you aside, church. If you only obey him and stay on the word and believe it.
Amen.
These are the conditions. If you only obey him and stay on the word and believe it. Now, once you hybrid the word, it falls below this. It cannot produce that.
Hallelujah.
He will place into the church before the coming of Jesus Christ. He will place into the church all the powers that Christ had in him will be in the church.
Amen.
All that God was, he poured into Jesus. All that Jesus was, he poured into the church. God is wanting his work done. He sent it into his son. The son is wanting his work done. He sent it into the church. At that day, you will know I am in the Father in me, and I in you, and you in me. At that day, because the same power of God that was in Jehovah God rested in Jesus Christ. The same power that rested in Jesus Christ rests in the place sons in the body of Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Placing of a son. Take him out to a certain place. Have a ceremony before angels. Place him positionally what he is in the body of Christ.
Amen.
Then that person has the authority. Brother Brian said, let me say this. If you count me a fanatic from this night on, that same very thing I'm speaking of will be done. There will be a power put into the church, and now it's coming in.
Amen.
That the Holy Spirit will so anoint the people till they will speak the word and it will create itself right there.
Amen.
That's the message of the hour.
Hallelujah.
How many believe that?
Amen.
We haven't seen power slides coming into church. I know it for a fact.
Amen.
Oh, say to this mountain, be moved. Don't doubt in your heart, but believe what you said, it shall come to pass.
Hallelujah.
And you shall have what you say.
Yes.
Placing of the church in position. Where the fullness of the power of the Holy Ghost comes into the church.
Yes.
Do you know Brother manifested this?
Amen.
He manifested this.
Amen.
It's called the spoken word power.
Amen.
Amen. Now, when his wife was sick, Sister Mina was sick, and Brother was busy praying, amen, and he wanted his wife healed, and he got to a crucial stage, and they went for operation. Amen.
Amen.
And the wife was already on the doctor's table. And he was there praying for the Lord to have mercy on him and heal his wife. And the Holy Ghost came down. What did the Holy Ghost do? Now, God did not go and heal the wife. God came to him and said, stand up. Stand up on your feet.
Amen.
And then God said, speak it.
Hallelujah.
The way you speak it is how it's going to be.
Hallelujah.
Now, that's different from God going to heal the wife.
Amen.
This is now spoken word power. He says, stand up on your feet and speak it.
Amen.
How you speak it is how it's going to be.
Amen.
Now, Brother stood up on his feet. Now, you speak it. Now, he said, before the doctor's hand touched my wife, he didn't say, let the tumor live. He said, the tumor will live.
Amen.
Are you seeing the sentence?
Amen.
Not before the doctor's hand touched my wife, the tumor should live. Please, tumor live. No. Because how he speaks it is how it's going to be.
Amen.
Before the doctor's hand touched my wife, the tumor will live. And it was exactly that way.
Amen.
Now that's spoken word power. You are looking for squirrels. Speak it, and that's how it's going to be. Where do you want the first one?
Amen.
He didn't say, I'll give you straight squirrels. He said, you speak it.
Amen.
What was he manifesting? Spoken word power. He was manifesting that.
Amen.
Now that is a perfect faith.
Amen.
Now he said, when God speaks to you, and you know God's mind concerning the matter, you rise from your feet. That's a perfect faith.
Amen.
You're no longer begging. You're no longer pleading. You're saying this is how it's going to be.
Amen.
That's the message of the hour.
Amen.
That's what the word of God is supposed to produce in the sons and daughters of God. Amen. Spoken word power.
Amen.
Somebody wants rain. But Brother said, you say, I give you rain.
Amen.
Amen. Is that not scripture?
Amen.
What did Elijah say? There will be neither rain nor dew until by my word it will be.
Amen.
A prefigure of what's going to happen in these last days. Now, that's what Brother is saying. The whole power that was in God will rest on the sons and daughters of God in these last days.
Amen.
That's our message. That's our promise.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
The latter rain produces this.
Amen.
Now, remember, the rain comes. The rain doesn't come suddenly. Amen. When rain is about to come, it comes, isn't it? Amen. In the time of Elijah, amen, when the rain was to come, the servant said nothing. He said, go again 7 times. I see just a little cloud like a man's hand. He said, I hear the sound of abundance of rain.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What do you see and what do you hear? Amen. I hear the sound of abundance of rain. And when rain is about to come, it just starts to drop slowly.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I believe the rain is dropping.
Amen.
Do you know when the rain comes, it matures everything?
Yes.
Brethren, look at England. Look at where we are. Amen. Ireland is much better than England. But the whole world is finished. Amen. Look at all the movements, the gay movement, the that movement, the this movement. Look at the young people. Look at the way they're acting. Do you know the seed for them has been sown a long time ago?
Amen.
They start to sow the seed by teaching this sex education in schools.
Amen.
They were sowing seeds all that time.
Amen.
People didn't know they were doing something.
Amen.
They were sowing seeds for the tribulation.
Amen.
They took away the cane. They took away moral instruction.
Right.
Do you know in school it used to be moral instruction? They move it from moral to religious instruction. They remove it. They kept removing it. All the time, the devil was sowing seeds in the young people. Then they don't want church. They don't want anything. They start to board up the churches. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, see the order of the day. So the order is all set. And the word of God is here too.
Hallelujah.
That's why we are gathered here.
Amen.
So while the devil is busy sowing, God also come down and say Malachi 4.
Amen.
And Malachi 4, come and sow the word. And then the denominations sow denominations. And all the seeds are there. Amen. England has sowed the seed for tribulation. And they will reap tribulation.
Amen.
They cannot reap anything but tribulation.
Amen.
You see the young people, I was showing in London. Young people chasing another young person with a sword. And knives. And kill her in the afternoon. And hack him down in broad daylight. In Victoria Station. With a sword. Gang, 18 years old. What is it? The order of the tribulation is here.
Amen.
Amen. And while that is manifesting, there should be sons of God also manifesting.
Amen.
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 I was telling my boys, I said, why this boy has a sword and Sumerai sword and they are chasing young people in London, that's how the sons of God also should have the sword.
Amen.
Amen. We should have the word of God and chasing the devil. Amen.
Amen.
We should be manifesting. Amen. Because it's manifestation time.
Hallelujah.
The rain is beginning to come down. Amen.
Amen.
And everybody is getting anointed in their position.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the sons of God are getting to their place.
Amen.
Brother Brown called it placing.
Amen.
Sons of Satan are getting placed.
Amen.
Sons of God are getting placed.
Amen.
Daughters of God are getting placed.
Amen.
Denominations are getting placed.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Look at it, the whole world. Everybody is getting positionally placed. Amen. Don't let yourself just sit. Amen. Make sure you're getting into your place in Christ.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Say to this mountain, be moved. Don't doubt in your heart.
Yes.
But believe what you said, it shall come to pass. You have what you said.
Amen.
Now that's the message. Amen. It's not God said. It's not, Lord, please do it. God wants you to say it. He said to Moses, why criest thou to me? Speak.
Amen.
Amen. And Moses got up and spoke. This speaking is the position of the sons of God. God said, let there be light, and there was light. Now, out of God came forth sons. Proverbs explained that the whole creation, why galaxies and stars and this whole earth is created, is for God to manifest his attribute thoughts. And here we are. And God wants us to come to speaking word. Because that is what God is.
Amen.
That's who God is.
Amen.
God does not doubt his own word.
Amen.
God speaks and it happens.
Amen.
Let there be light and there was light.
Amen.
Let there be light and there was argument. No, let there be light and there was doubt. No. Let there be light and there was light.
Hallelujah.
And God wants to bring his sons to let there be light and there was light. Let there be rain and there was rain. Before the doctor's hand touched my wife, the tumor will leave. And it was so. Let the sun go out. Let the storm go back. Let the sun come out and shine 4 days. And it was so. What is it? Spoken word power. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Don't let it be too much for you. Now, Joel, the book of Joel, says, for he will cause to come down the rain. It's not you that make the rain. It's God that makes the rain. Amen. It's God that makes it. Don't listen. You listen to the news. Oh, it's going to rain tomorrow. They don't make any rain. They're only trying to say it's going to rain. Many times they get it wrong. Amen. Because it's not in their domain. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's God that makes rain. Amen. It's God that can cause drought. And God can make the rain to fall. Now, Joel said, he will make it to rain. He will cause to come down for you the rain. Now, all we have to do is sow the right seed. Now, before, if I come to you and say, sow the right seed, I have to give you the seed to sow.
Hallelujah.
And God has given us the seed.
Amen.
The message of the hour.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
So he's done it. He will give you the rain. He's giving you the seed.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Now, all you have to do is take it and eat it up. Believe it. The Lord will do the rest.
Amen.
Now, listen to what it says. Say to this mountain, be moved. Don't doubt in your heart. Believe what you said will come to pass, and you can have what you said. Placing of the church in position where the fullness of the power of the Holy Ghost comes into the church. Then the critic's mouth will be shut. It will be a short time. Jesus come right off the mountain, went straight to Calvary. Notice, it won't last long, but it will be here. How many believe that?
Hallelujah.
It will be here.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. I'm beginning to wind down. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Now, I believe I'm not going to speak in his name. I'm going to speak in the revelation of my faith.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Do you understand that statement?
Amen.
I'm going to speak in the revelation of my faith.
Yes.
There was a prayer line and Brabham kept praying for people. And after a while, his tone changed and the prayer changed. And he started to speak in this revelation of his faith. You are healed. You are healed. You are healed. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And it was happening that way. You need to understand the anointing that came in these last days. Now, we are not just telling the stories, but that's what we are supposed to manifest.
Amen.
The prophet was our wave chief to show that there are others coming.
Amen.
And you are the one coming. Amen.
Amen.
Don't look at your position now. Look at what God says regarding you. That's what matters. Amen. And then you start to press into it. Praise the Lord. Ask ye the Lord of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain. So the Lord will make bright clouds and give them showers of rain to every one grass in the field. Amen. The Lord will give the latter rain to every one grass. Even the Muslims. That they will manifest Muslim.
Yes. Yes.
How many understand that?
Yes.
Even the communists. And they will go and bomb Vatican.
Yeah.
Even the Americans. And they will go into Armageddon. Everybody will get something. And they will go and manifest what is inside of them.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And even the sons of God. And they will go and manifest the word of God that has been sown.
Amen.
In their heart. Ask ye the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain. My question is this a time of the latter rain? So the Lord shall make bright clouds and give them showers of rain. So many things have happened in this year. It's the 50th year since the seals were broke. The Pope suddenly resigned. And he resigned on the 28th of February. He resigned by 7 o'clock. 7 was the time. Check it, Sunset Mountain. It was about 7 when the angels came down. There are so many signs that has happened already in this year. I'm not saying it is, but I'm asking a question. Why are those things happening? They say the weather in this year is exactly, the meteorology, the same weather as in 1963. It's in the papers.
So many things pointing to the Jubilee.
Hallelujah.
Now, nobody on earth understands those things apart from the bride.
Hallelujah.
They don't understand those things. Why would the Pope suddenly resign? Why is it February 28th? Why are those things happening? I'm asking, is this the time of the latter rain? Is it the time for us to start to ask for rain? Is it the time for us to start to expect to experience these things? Abraham said we hardly have enough faith for divine healing. But we need faith to be changed in a moment. I'm supposed to turn to a young man again. That's my gospel. And I believe it. Shall we rise to our feet? Hallelujah. Amen. Ask ye the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain. And he will make bright clouds to come down. Oh my. Let the musicians come as we take the song. I am so needy, Lord. So needy of you. And let's just go into just a brief time of prayer.
Amen.
Amen. There will not be another church or another bride to come behind us to manifest this message. The prophet said that the messenger preaches and come his people behind him to manifest what he has preached. We need to manifest this message. Adoption, perfection. There is no generation behind us. Hallelujah. I am so needy, Lord. So needy of you. Just in your own way, ask of him rain in the time of the latter rain. He will answer you. Our prophet had a vision once. And in the vision, he saw such a drought. He saw thorns and saw wheat, tares, all bowing and asking for rain. They were praying, they were crying out. This dream came, this vision came out of Hebrews 6. And the Lord opened the heavens and poured down the rain. Brother, sister, may the Lord quicken these words to you. May the Lord make us to value and to see what he's giving us in these last days. It's more than money.
Amen.
It's gone beyond even salvation. We are stepping into the threshold of redemption. I am so needy, Lord, so needy of you. I am so needy, Lord, to be more like you. Yeah, all my rights away in this world of sin. I am so needy, Lord. Make me pure within. I am so needy, Lord, so needy of you. I am so needy, Lord. Oh, share all my rights away. World of sin. I am so needy, Lord. Make me pure within. Oh, yes, I am so needy, Lord. So needy of you. I am so needy, Lord, to be more like you. Share all my rights away in this world of sin. I am so needy, Lord. I am so needy, Lord, so needy of you. I am so needy, Lord, to be more like you. Share all my rights away in this world of sin. I am so needy, Lord, make me pure with you. Hallelujah. Oh Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord, tonight, Father. Lord, you've left us great and precious promises. Lord, we believe it's for this generation.
Hallelujah.
Your prophet said, it's so close.
Amen.
I can touch it. He said, is this that generation? Sirs, what time is it?
Hallelujah.
Lord, Paul said, we shall be changed. Lord, and here we are, Father. Lord, we believe with all of our hearts, we are that generation. For the latter rain, the former and latter rain, will be in the first month. That is what the prophet Joel said. Lord Jesus, here we are, Father, asking you of rain in this time of the latter rain. Lord Jesus, we believe the seed for that has been sown by Malachi 4. We believe we can see the promises, the place in Christ, that Christ will live and tabernacle in the sons and daughters of God.
Hallelujah.
For this last day, for the last great kill of the enemy. Oh Lord Jesus, we remember, Father, all the things gone by. Your prophet said there is something left for this bride to do.
Hallelujah.
To vindicate and prove that his message is true.
Amen.
By a manifestation of this word of life in our very members.
Amen.
Lord, the critic's mouth will be shut when they see a people step out. Lord, not impersonation, not a put-on, not a make-believe, not a hypocrisy, but true sons, born sons, filled sons, Lord, manifesting the message for their day. You made us promises, Lord, of adoption, of perfection. Lord, and here we are asking you for those things. For we know that that which you have promised, you are more than able to bring to pass. We thank you, O God. We commit the words into your hands. Our desire to come to it, Father. Bless us, O God. Bless each one, Father. We pray in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. I am so needy, Lord, so needy.
about you, but let's bring our souls onto the altar this evening. You know, all that is required is just to be moved by Him to the place that He's prepared for you and for me. And whatever it would be that would be standing in the way, whatever resistance you would find in yourself, or whatever unbelief that you would find in yourself, or whatever opposition the enemy may bring to try to hold you back from that, to hold me back from that, why don't we come before the Lord upon this evening, just to lay ourselves upon the altar, just to yield ourselves, to submit ourselves unto Him, just to give Him the preeminence, just to give Him the right of way, and to say, Lord, just move me, Lord, inside of my soul to the place where I should be. If you're not where you should be, why don't we just wait upon the Lord now in prayer? Let's all call upon His name. Let's seek Him while He may be found. Let's call upon Him when He's near. Let's respond to His word. Let's say amen by the response of faith within that will call upon His name. Let's all call upon the name of the Lord as we wait upon Him in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, bring in ourselves before Thee, Lord, upon this day. Let's sing that song, saints. There shall be showers of blessing. This is the promise of love. There shall be seasons refreshing sent from the Savior above. Showers of blessing. The promise. Amen.
Showers of blessing. This is the promise of love. There shall be seasons refreshing sent from the Savior above. Showers of blessing, showers of blessings in it. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers they play. There shall be showers of blessing, precious reviving again over the hills and the valleys. Sound the sounds of rain, showers of blessing, showers of blessing beneath. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we claim. There shall be showers of blessing, send them upon us, O Lord. Grant to us now a refreshing, come in the owner Thy word. Showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing. Oh, that they gave my foe. Now as to God they confess, now unto Jesus they call. Showers of blessing, showers of blessings we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we play.
Let's bow our heads, saints. Don't you just love it when the Lord speaks to your soul? And if you find the Lord is drawing near unto you to persuade you of his promises, to deal with you, you know the best thing that you can do is just shut yourself in with him. Don't worry about other people. Don't worry about the affairs of other people. But you just let the Lord do his work at that time. Give him full attention. Put the fullness of your soul in the direction that the Lord is trying to work in your life at that time. And I would just say that to our saints at this time, as we'd go home this evening by the grace of God, let's just meditate upon his word. You just ask yourself, Lord, what are you saying unto me? Lord, you're trying to move me to the place that you want me to be. Jesus, you're trying to bring me to the fullness of what you died in the great work of redemption for me to have. And Father, I do not want to let anybody rob me of my crown. I don't want to let seasons pass me by. Maybe we've wasted opportunity before. Maybe you look inside of your life and you say, but you know, there's been seasons of visitation. There's been times the Lord persuaded me of his promises, but I never took advantage before. But now I feel the Lord is dealing with my soul. Give him full attention, friend. Now the devil will do everything he can to distract you. He'll do everything he can to pull you this way and that. But have a determination inside of your soul to say, no, Lord, this time it's going to be different. This time I'm going to go all the way. Whatever you're trying to do inside of my life, Lord, I'm going to cooperate with you. I'm going to respond to your spirit. As you lead me to the altar, Lord, I'm just going to go to the altar. As you deal with me inside of my soul, Father, the things that you are dealing me with, Father, while you are dealing with me, I'm going to cooperate with you. And I believe the Lord can do wonderful things inside of our souls. And Father, and once our souls are in harmony with the Father, once our souls are in the positions that they should be, friends, all things are possible. When your soul is lined up with him and you surrendered in his hand, imagine the potential that is inside of a believer. What the Lord can do through a life like that. So let's just give the Lord his opportunity at this time. We do thank the Lord for his word. We thank the Lord for his goodness and his grace. We thank the Lord for his servants that he sends our way. We pray for our brother for tomorrow that the Lord will continue to lay his hand upon him and anoint him. And that the Lord would continue to deal with us and lead us and guide us and speak to us and put strength in us. And everything that we need, let his will be done. And friends, the success of tomorrow depends on our attitude today. And our attitude when we get up in the morning. And how we come and prepare ourselves. And just guarding our hearts as the scripture has said. So as we go from this place, may we go with the blessing of the Lord. Father, we bring this service unto thee once again. Father, we know that we are the branches. You are the vine. That Father, inside of us, there's nothing that we can do. But when the life that is in the vine, Father, starts to move inside of the branches, all those branches have to do is bring forth of their own kind. So, Father, we just lay ourselves, Lord, before thee once again. And we thank you for the things that you have done. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. But, Father, how our souls desire, Father, just to go further with you. How our souls desire just to be, Father, more just in your hands. Father, just surrendered and separated and consecrated. Even as we sing the song of having a pure heart. Father, a pure desire before you, Lord. That as you would look upon our hearts, you would just see a purity of desire. Father, let your blood do its work. Let your spirit do its work. Let your grace do its work. Let your word do its work. And just fashion us and mold us. Father, Lord, by your great work of grace and mercy inside of our lives. Father, bless your servant upon this night that you have used. Bless him. Give him good rest. Father, Lord, help him in the quietness of things in the morning, that you'd continue to guide him, direct him, Lord Jesus. In the greatness of your thoughts, that he may come, Lord, and deliver unto us tomorrow your thoughts towards us. And that, Father, we may just give ourselves over unto such. Father, bless your people that have come, Lord. Give us traveling mercies as we'd go to our various places, Lord. And give us good rest this night and help us in the new day that you may come into your house, Father, Lord, just with hearts that are mellow, Lord, with spirits that are yielded. That, Father, your will may be done in us, we pray. Bless our children. Work on them, we pray. Bless our young people. Bless each brother. Bless each sister. Father, the musicians, the song leader, each officer in the post of duty. How, Father, each and every one of us need thee. And, Father, we look unto thee and say, Father, continue that which you have started. That he that has begun the good work, Father, you'll be faithful to finish it. You that has sowed during the time of the former rain in our lives, Lord. Father, let the latter rain fall is our desire. And let it manifest, Lord, that seed that you've sown all these years in us. Let it bring forth of its own kind. And Father, may it be for your glory. Not that we may compete one with another. But Father, that our motive and objective would be right. That Father, you may be glorified and that your will may be done. May you bless us now as we go from this place. We thank you for this time in your courts. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you, saints.
Name of Jesus, meet you, child of sorrow and of woe.
It will
joy and comfort give you.
Take it
then wherever you go, precious name.
Oh, how
hope of earth and the joy of heaven, precious name,
oh how
sweet. Hope of earth and joy of heaven, take the name of Jesus with you as a shield from every snare. Temptations round you gather, pray that holy name in prayer, precious name, oh how sweet. Heard in the joy of heaven, precious name, oh how sweet. Hope of earth, joy of heaven, oh, the precious name of Jesus, how it fills our souls with joy. When his loving arm receives us, and new song our tongues implore, precious name, oh, how sweet. Hope of earth and the joy of heaven, precious name, oh how sweet. Hope of earth and joy of heaven, precious name, oh how sweet. Hope of earth and joy of heaven, precious name, oh how sweet. Hope of earth.